to another episode of Unnecessary Noise. I'm your host, TJ Tulloch. And today, I promise I'm going to be on my best behavior. Not going to talk about intelligence agencies or conspiracy theories unless the conversation naturally kind of drifts that way. Okay? I'm going to talk about something that everybody likes to talk about, the ultimate small talk conversation topic, the weather. Yeah, because here in Langley, British Columbia, not Langley, Virginia, although thank you boys and girls and they and all the other pronouns for listening down there in Virginia. You are the strong 13%. I check my analytics. I didn't know Anchor was owned by Spotify, by the way. This is news to me. I've been putting my stuff up on Spotify for a while, and I had no idea. So this is cool. Okay. But why am I saying that? Is because now it's Anchor by Spotify. That's the platform I'm registered on, and they're showing me where people are listening to me from. Surprisingly, mostly the United States, even though I'm based out of Canada. You know, and it's not like my stuff is overly political. I talk about zombies and superheroes and, you know, basic people on Instagram. I really should do? Just go. I should start like a. I'll talk about the weather in a second and how hot it's going to get and how it's going to mess up my workouts and how I'm not going to want to do anything. You know, and how the weather is literally the only thing you talk about. You know, coronavirus replaced the weather as a topic of conversation. Coronavirus and what type of vaccine you were going to get. That replaced small talk during the pandemic, didn't it? You go up to someone. Now it's like, because you know, it'd be like, if you had absolutely nothing to say to someone, if I'm working in the public service sector, you know, like your customer service, you have to deal with people on a regular basis that you don't necessarily know. You can always rely on the weather and how hot it is going to be. But now we have a different topic of conversation. Now you say, oh, man, when do you think things are going to open up back again? Eh? You know, unless you're in Florida where, you know, or other parts of the United States. That's a shout out to my listeners, my American listeners. But up here in Canada, we don't necessarily have that. We're still pretty locked down. Jays still aren't allowed to play up here. In fact, side note, they're wearing an American flag on their All-Star game jersey. Which, you know, a lot of people up here are kind of pissed off about. But I'm cool with, just because they haven't been the Toronto Blue Jays since 2019. You know, ever since we closed down the borders, they haven't been able to play games up here. So, you know, for right now, they're the Buffalo Blue Jays. You know, they've been the Dunedin Blue Jays. They're basically just this drifting team in the United States of America that at one point was representing Canada. Don't worry, they're going to come home in a bit. And we'll open up our arms, you know? We'll welcome them home with open arms. But right now, sure, they're the Buffalo Blue Jays. For this year alone, this special year, you can wear that American flag. But they still got the maple leaf on the Blue Jay logo anyway. So there's a shout out there. There's a subtle, you can't, that's the brilliant part about the Jays logo. You can't take the Canada out of the Blue Jay. You know, they tried in, like, the mid-2000s. You can see it on my Aaron Hill jersey, you know, when they just said Jays, which was an okay logo. I didn't totally hate that jersey. But it's no Joey Bats. It didn't have that classic Canada feel. They tried to make everything kind of, I don't know. I think they tried to make it the Rogers Jays. They tried to corporate it, make it a little more corporate. The Jays. Yeah. We're the Jays. We're cool and hip. Why? Why do they sound like, why does the spokesperson for the mid-2000 Jays sound like Will Arnett? I don't know. But they did. Anyway, getting back to it, yeah, coronavirus took over. Like, the topic of conversation, the ultimate small talk conversation, became the coronavirus. For the year 2020 and, you know, into 2021, it's, hey, when do you think things are going to open up again? Or, hey, you get your shot? Well, what type of shot you get? Why is that Norm MacDonald? Why am I doing a really bad Norm MacDonald impersonation? I don't know. What type of shot did you get? Huh? I got Moderna. That AstraZeneca stuff's not supposed to be good. That stuff makes you sick. Only covers 69% of you. 69%. Pfizer. These are names also, too, that I would have never known about had it been for the pandemic. I feel like I should not have to know pharmaceutical company names. You got the Johnson & Johnson. That one doesn't really work. That's pretty much just Tide. Tide and some Axe body spray. Shove it into you. And so many man-made toxins in that stuff. Bound to work. We figure. Yeah, this one covers this much percent. Hey, you get this side effects. This is small talk now. That is our small talk. We don't have, like, you know, it used to be, man, it's going to be a heat wave. You know, it's going to be 41 on Monday. 41 degrees here in Langley, British Columbia on Monday. And most of us are talking about, oh, when do you think things are going to open up again? I don't know. Other small talk. Gas used to be a thing. I mean, gas is $1.69 a liter. $1.69 a liter here in the Lower Mainland. This is small talk things, but I don't talk about that stuff anymore. I have one topic of conversation. Have you gotten your shot? Are things going to open up again? What do you think? That AstraZeneca seems pretty dangerous. When are you getting your second dose? The coronavirus has taken over all small talk. You know, you used to have sports teams you could talk about. I couldn't even tell you. I think I saw the Canadians playing the Golden Knights. Again, hockey, don't care about it after April. You know, why are we watching hockey in, like, June, almost July now, when there's no ice to be found anywhere, not even in Canada? We are in our hottest part of our summer, almost. In fact, I would argue that, like, this is it. Like, I think, you know, maybe the first, we got about 4 weeks, and then we kind of get into August where everything just gets kind of dry and muggy. Yeah. This is great, great conversation. This is what you want to go into the weekend with. We're bringing it back to our roots. You know, forget the coronavirus just for a day. I don't want to have to talk about, do the small talk about, you get the one crazy person. And I say this because they are absolutely, you know, whether they are or not, you get the one person that listened to, you know, the Joe Rogan podcast once, took it out of context, and suddenly they're, well, you know, I'm not going to get mine. Okay, cool. You know, that's okay if you live in Florida or, like, Arizona or some of these places where, you know, things are open up. But, you know, when you're in a, when you can't travel because, you know, you haven't gotten vaccinated, things are a little tougher. You know, just shut up, you're ruining it for everyone, is my thing. That's my stance. Just shh. I just want to get this over with. There's no microchip. And trust me, if there's something that I would be like, you know, you guys have listened to this podcast. I still know the boys, The boys and girls, why am I saying the boys and girls? The men and women of Langley, Virginia are listening to this podcast because I see the analytics. You know, I'm the first person to tell you, I'm being nice to every piece of AI I have in case there's a robotic uprising. It's not a matter of in case, it's a matter of when. And I want to be set up nicely in the Matrix. Okay? I'm the guy that thinks, you know what? I can't remember. There are moments and gaps in my memory. And instead of thinking it's from sleep apnea, I'm thinking it's from, like, possible alien abductions. I'm just saying. Although I kind of poo-pooed alien abductions. Maybe, like, wormholes in time. You know? Like Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five. Okay, so my point being is I'm not completely out of the conspiracy theory world. I have no problem, you know, indulging in the occasional conspiracy theory. But my point is, at this stage in the game, let's just get it over with. Where we're at right now in British Columbia, I always equate it to, like, you ever been given antibiotics by your doctor? And you start feeling better, but the doctors always say, finish every bit of your medication. Don't throw it out, you know, even if you're feeling better. Okay, you have to finish it all. Yeah, and usually, you start feeling better within a week. You know, you get that, you get the meds in you. You start feeling better, the symptoms start going away. And because you're not being affected anymore, you stop doing it, you know? I think that that's where we're at, but your doc's still telling you to take your medication. We still have to take, a lot of us, most of us, I mean, our cases are down to, like, what was it? There were 45 new cases the other day. So they've been plummeting down. But the doctor, you know, Dr. Bond, still saying, hey, we got to finish our medicine. We got to finish those antibiotics, and our open update is September. So anyway, I'm just saying, it's let's just get this over with. I'm sick of having small talk. I'm welcoming, and this is how much I don't like the. I'm not even a big Canucks fan. I'm not a big hockey fan. I would welcome small talk about the Canucks, about how stupidly hot it is, and about anything else other than what type of vaccine I've got, what type of brand I've got. Let's just get through this, team. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's it. I don't think I've actually ranted about the coronavirus at this point. I think this is COVID fatigue setting in for Teej. All right? It's actually probably a little delayed too because I had this what was it? Maybe about May long weekend. I snapped. I felt like what's his face? The guy from the Great Escape. The Scottish guy. He's almost ready to snap. They drink the moonshine, you know, it's like, and then they're drinking the moonshine on the 4th of July, and then out of nowhere, like, the Nazi commandant finds the second tunnel out of the prisoner of war camp, and he just loses it. And then Scottish guy just loses it. He's like, I gotta get out. I gotta get out. I gotta get out. I gotta get out. And then he just runs to the barbed wire fence, gets gunned down. Steve McQueen's looking at him all sad. It's, yeah, great film. And again, totally relatable. That's what it feels like being in quarantine. That's what it feels like in COVID. That is a great escape. Can't even remember the guy's name. Great movie, by the way. The Great Escape. Awesome film. If you haven't seen it, go do it. Also, I had this... there are so many great movies that are being just destroyed and forgotten about by this generation. And this is maybe where I think I'm getting older, but also I think that this new generation has just completely missed out on a certain experience that we used to have. Because, like, movies were a shared cultural experience, okay, growing up. And before I get to my story, actually, you know what? I'm going to start with my example right now, and then I'm going to rant about what happened rant about why this happened. So this my whole piss off moment when I realized there's a cultural separation between me, like I would say like the beginning, I would say I'm the dawn of the millennial or the tail end of Generation X. Okay? So I'm like, because I grew up, I always grew up with a computer. There's always been a computer in my life. But I in my lifetime, I've seen the dawn of smartphones, and I've seen the dawn of the internet and what you can get on the internet. And we've kind of grown up alongside the digital age. Okay? Like, I've evolved with the internet, essentially my generation. Okay? So we've also witnessed kind of the death, or at least the shifting, of the Hollywood industry. The Gen Zers, and I would say like the later millennials, Gen Zers, I asked them what type of movie, the good, the bad, and the ugly was. Okay? And I wanted to see, do you guys know, everyone say it right now, what they think the good, the bad, and the ugly is. Out loud. If you hear that name, that title of that name, the title of that movie, just the title, what genre of film? And this isn't a trick question. What genre of film do you think of? If you said anything other than Western, you're wrong. Okay? It's a Western. It is a spaghetti Western. Actually, I'll give you a spaghetti Western. But Western had to be in the title. It is the quintessential spaghetti Western. You know the song, wah-yah-yah, wah-wah-wah. Anytime you ever see a close-up in a showdown, it's a direct reference to Sergio Leone. I talked about this the other day with a bunch of people at work. They thought it was a rom-com. Okay? They thought it was a rom-com, an old rom-com. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is an old rom-com. They had no cultural knowledge or reference to this film. They just thought it was a rom-com. I gotta be honest, I think there might be maybe two people. Unless, it, you know what, two women in the entire movie. Like, I'm thinking the one prostitute that... what's his face? Tuco sleeps with, and then the innkeeper's wife, who's very morally casual. Although that might be for a few dollars more. You know, the one with the short innkeeper, and then because the kid ends that's for a few dollars more. I'm getting confused. Yeah, it might be just one of the prostitutes, maybe a couple nuns at the home. Feeding some of these wounded veterans. Yeah, no, I mean, maybe you're arguing it's, maybe it's a gay rom-com, you know? Tuco and Blondie, I don't know, love, hate, it's not really displayed, though. I'm shoehorning that one in. Like, that's probably the closest thing. And even then, they're just trying to screw each other over. There's no love there. It's just a rom-com. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is a rom-com? Ugh. And I started thinking, I'm like, man, that might be, you know, it's just an era of people. There's a subsection of human beings now, and this is just the changing of the guard, you know? It's the evolution of human beings, you know? I grew up with a video store. And I think one of the things, because that was such an exciting event, and because there was only a certain amount of media you could consume at that time, you know, it was either TV. At the time, it was either TV, you know, film, TV, movies, or video games, right? Going to the movies was an event. You know, renting a movie became an event, you know? And you could go see all the different covers. I remember Video Update had 2 for $0.99 Tuesday, and... we would just rent out half the catalog for like $20 at Video Update. You know, you walk away, $20 gets you 40 movies for a week. Great. Love it. Threw a couple of PlayStation 1 video games in there. It was one of the best experiences. That was my summers for like grades 7 through 9, just renting movies. and then VHSs. And I'm not, this isn't like a pining for nostalgia and technology. The nice thing is, though, you got bored of all these movies, and you didn't, because you didn't have enough filler, you know. There were no filler little things like Instagram or TikTok, little quick fixes. You just watch some, you know, you just rent another movie. Okay, all right. Maybe you'd watch something on TV. I didn't have cable growing up, so it was always just movies and then whatever we could watch on video. So, again, having that and having all those selections, there weren't these picks. There weren't the, like, I mean, you had staff picks, but you didn't have these little recommended for you sections. You didn't have algorithms that were just kind of blasting you, just seeing what you kind of liked and then firing stuff at you. So you got a wider berth. You know, you got to see, oh, there's a movie. You know, I never thought I would like Goodfellas. You know, I wouldn't even have thought to look up Jaws. But there it is, you know. And then the catalog was always there. So you didn't have things like, you're like, oh, I have to watch this now because it's going to be gone in 4 days. Unless somebody else rented it and forgot to take it back. In which case, they usually replaced it. So, I'm just saying. It's a cultural experience that allowed me to get well-versed in cinema. I mean, it's not just me. Quentin Tarantino did the exact same thing. You know, trust me, Quentin Tarantino's way, way more, way better than me, anything I did. But, you know, that's how he got his education, right? In fact, they did that, I don't watch late night talk at all. But I saw this clip of him and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel Tarantino was blindfolded and Kimmel was reading synopsis the synopsis from the back of various video cassettes. There we go. That sentence makes sense. And Tarantino would have to guess what video it was, and he was doing good. And so, again, he is a wide berth, is kind of my point. You know, you didn't have these tailored things. You know, yeah, just because you liked one avenue of action movie, you know, doesn't mean that was the only thing. Yeah. I'm not pining for the older days. This isn't a pine for the older days. Because, you know, everything has to move on. I think kids today look at movies from my era. Like, not just my era, because The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is, like, two eras before me. Okay, that's, like, mid-60s. All right? My era is, like, the 80s. My era is, like, Aliens, Indiana Jones, Predator, everything that's, like, my era is, like, steroids and science fiction. If you could distill that, yeah, steroids, slasher films, and science fiction. That was the 80s. As far as cinema is concerned for me. Maybe like, you know, that's why you get Stranger Things. But I'm trying to think, like, yeah. The thing that I would equate it to, maybe, is the difficulty for certain people, for myself, to kind of go back and read the classics. Like, I try to read the classics. I do. I really do. I'm working my way. Like, I like Hemingway. You know, I love Hunter Thompson. I find Jack Kerouac stuff boring. Nothing personal. It's just, I'm trying to, and you know, Great Gatsby's okay, but I mean, that is my equivalent. You know, reading Dostoevsky, It's just long. And then you're like, man, why can't I just watch this? Don't they have a graphic novel somewhere? And then the whole thing is a picture's worth a thousand words. Well, you know what? If that's the case, isn't that book going to be distilled down into, like, you know, 20 pages? I think that would be my equivalent. So I don't hate on the fact that certain people don't recognize different various classic movies. And it's funny to me that these classics have gotten lost in the annals of time, but them's the breaks. So, I'm on a rant today. This is my Friday weekend, and I guess I would say, I'm trying to think what is, like, TikTok. I do not know TikTok celebrities. You know, podcasts definitely still, I think, have remained relevant. Not this one, trust me, unless it's the boys at the CIA, which I still maintain. You know, that 13% that's listening, I think they're actually listening in and maybe sharing this. I'm hoping they share this around the office. You know, maybe that's how I become viral. Or I go viral. Yeah. See, my phone, my... as soon as I said that, the computer dinged. And yeah, it might be another message from someone else. But, anyways. yeah, it was a message from somebody else. Whatever. I guess my point is, it's nice to have a wide berth. There's just too much media to consume nowadays. Like, I would love to see. Do kids still read? Are kids going to be reading in, like, 10 years? You know? I see a lot of people, like, trying to read self-help books, too. Like, you know, you have all this classic literature, and you're taking advice from someone that really just, you know, that just gets paid to give advice. That seems like the great job, too. You know, if you're gonna read, don't read a self-help book. Read something that's gonna, like, I like nonfiction. I usually go with, like, I've read Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time. Like, that type of stuff interests me. I think that you know, I try and, like I said, I'll try and read the classics. I'm working on it. I'm working on it, but yeah, mostly nonfiction is probably what if I'm gonna go and just kind of slip into something, because for years I've associated school with reading, right? We do, you know, you associate reading with learning, reading with education, especially my era. Nowadays, you have so many more videos. It was always a treat when somebody rolled in the old VHS, right? You just sit in the front of the class, watch Bill Nye. Someone's trying to, like, I could explain it, or I could get my friend Bill Nye to explain it. They taped it off a TV 12. And the tracking. Yeah, I'm old. It's official, I'm old. I've accepted it. You know? But, there's just too much media to consume nowadays. We don't have the number of shared cultural experiences. You know, that's why if you look in the States, you know, having two choices, A or B, you know, how do you have that for 350 million people? You know, I mean, heck, we're in Canada, like, we have like four or five, really, like, wait, conservatives, liberals, NDP. Greenish block. Yeah, about five. Green's not really a factor at the moment. I'd say, like, yeah, four or five. You know, I think they still carry some of the vote. But, you know, yeah, we still have that. That makes up our parliament. You know, but, I mean, having two choices when you don't have the number of shared cultural experiences, I mean, heck... You know, you got to have Disney Plus and stuff. Now I'm just rambling. Now I am rambling about being grumpy. You know? Yeah, you got to have Disney Plus, you got to have Netflix, you got to have all these subscription services. Let's just get one. You know, let's, like, what happened to having, you know, there, and eventually it's going to come down to having a basic, like, the equivalent of a basic cable package. Right? We're going to go full circle. You know, cuz that's what cable was. It was a conglomerate of channels that all just kind of melded together. Oh yeah, you want Fox Sports, you want TSN, you want the Women's Network, you want Splice, whatever the hell that is, you want HGTV, you want YTV, and we're just gonna bundle a bunch of this stuff together, give you a discount. Okay. And any of these other channels that are tertiary to what we've given you, you're going to have to lump in on your own. Okay. That is called a cable package. Amazon's starting to do that, and I think Disney Plus is trying to get into the market by Stars is just essentially everywhere. Like, you can get Stars on Crave, you can get Stars on Amazon, you can get Stars on Disney Plus, but I think Disney actually owns it. Don't quote me on that. It's weird. Anyway, I have to bounce out. This was not meant to be a ramble about small talk. This is what old people talk about. This is old people's small talk, you know? Again, and it's not, I'm not intending this to be angry. It's just more thoughts that I've had. Let's get back to the coronavirus. Let's talk about Moderna. It's such a... Yeah, Pfizer. Pfizer and Moderna. And AstraZeneca. Sassy. AstraZeneca, you say with a little sass. Moderna, I feel like I'm saying like I'm a Dr. Evil. And I'm just coming at it from the phonetic way I say the word. I want to say it like Dr. Moderna. Did you take Moderna? AstraZeneca. Little pizzazz. And Pfizer sounds German. Pfizer. Pfizer. Almost like Pfizer. Like Pfizer. Nine. Dr. Jones. That was a terrible German. Pfizer. AstraZeneca. Moderna. Yeah, those are the three. Johnson. Johnson. Doctor. Doctor. Okay, I'm done. I'm out. What is the moral of the story today? Let's get back to shared cultural experiences. Something where we can find common ground. That's not about a virus, you know? And I think the weather, even the weather, people get go, well, you know, that's climate change. Oh, that's not climate change. It's a myth. We can't even have a shared cultural experience about the fact that it's hot. People have to, people politicize, well, you know, people get angry. Let's just stop being angry. Let's just have a shared cultural experience. And you know what? Moral of the story? Moral of the story? The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is a spaghetti western. Thank you. Have a great weekend.